From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. No additional cases of COVID-19 reported on Tuesday. Humboldt County's case count remains at 133. Means of transmission has been determined for all known cases. Of the 133 residents who've tested positive for COVID-19, 23 were acquired through community transmission, 28 acquired through travel, 82 contracted the virus through contact with a known case. Pacific Gas and Electric and the PG&E Corporate Foundation are inviting applications to the Better Together STEM Scholarship Program. The foundation will provide funding for a total of $250,000 to students pursuing a degree in science, technology, engineering, or math disciplines. The program will award 20 scholarships of $10,000 each and 20 scholarships of $2,500 each. Applications open to graduating high school seniors, current college students, veterans, and adults returning to school who are PG&E customers. Application deadline is July 10th. Awards will be announced in August. A special meeting of the City Council of Arcata is called to be held today via a teleconference at 5:15 p.m. The purpose of the meeting is to conference with legal counsel regarding anticipated litigation, the nature of which has not been disclosed. City Council meeting location will not be physically open to the public, and City Council members will be teleconferencing into the meeting via Zoom video communications. The Fortuna Rodeo Association announcing that the 2020 Fortuna Rodeo will not be held. A lot of time and effort was put into the decision. Unfortunately, the current conditions make it unrealistic to hold even a drastically pared-down event. Wherever people choose to observe Independence Day, they can expect the California Highway Patrol to be out in force for a maximum enforcement period from 6 p.m. on Friday, July 3rd to midnight, Sunday, July 5th. Traffic's been lighter on California roadways the past few months, which has resulted in an increase in citations for excessive speed. Drivers are encouraged to take their time this holiday weekend and arrive safely at their destination. During the recent Memorial Day MEP, they issued 458 citations for speeding in excess of 100 miles an hour, a 173% increase from the same period in 2019. The 2019 Independence Day MEP was 4.25 days, 2 days longer than the upcoming one. During the 102-hour enforcement effort, 36 people lost their lives in traffic crashes, 21 within CHP jurisdiction. Of those, 11 were not wearing seatbelts. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.